Somebody watched too much.
Meg the Stallion.
Meg the Stallion.
Cameron the Stallion. If you had to rename yourself as a hip hop artist, so Meg the Stallion.
Carl's Cox.
Let's go. Okay, Carl's Cox.
Uh-huh.
Why is this here? What's this about?
Nothing. We just thought of maybe putting up a business.
You're welcome.
Full of chickens. And we're all tired of Jollibee and KFC.
Damn. So yeah, we're coming for you.
Carl's Cox.
Carl's Cox. Yeah, we're thinking of this was a business idea that we had in the past.
Very much an idea.
And we want to bring it to life at some point.
No,
who knows?
Joke.
It may be 15 years down from the line, 10 years down the line.
Carl's Cox.
Carl's Cox will be coming near you.
In 20.
Coming, literally. Yeah. That's the joke, you know? But it's true. It could come. This could be a thing. Do you ever think about that? Do you ever think about how big this could be? Carl's Cox.
Carl's Cox.
You could have Carl's Cox near
it could be
you.
So big.
In like, you know?
Yes, exactly. In your mouth.
Yeah.
With a lot of sauce.
Cynthia, I apologize on
Mom,
behalf of
please
Carl.
cover your ears.
Don't ever buy Carl's Cox. That's so crazy. Hey, right. Speaking of Carl's Cox, we actually found a guy that is a British DJ.
Oh, I love
He's
this
a
dude.
British DJ named Carl Cox.
Yeah.
I hope it's a stage name. Because, I mean, fuck. I want the rights to this. This is a real idea that we would be hilarious.
Mr. DJ Carl's Cox.
People would go there out of like, you know, just like for the jokes.
Yeah.
But you know, it could hold a profit.
Of course.
Where would we open up first?
Man.
Arkansas? Like, where are we going? Kansas?
Florida.
Yeah, it would work. You had them damn Carl's Cox down there. God damn.
Carl's Cox.
Class.
No, just in my basement.
Damn.
You'll find Carl's Cox there.
And if you can't get out, don't worry about it.
Don't worry. Yeah.
Carl's Cox.
Anyways, welcome to episode 16.
Okay, after ranting
sweet 16.
About Carl's Cox for fucking
three sweet
minutes.
Sweet 16, man.
This is episode 16.
Almost legal.
Almost legal. Almost old enough to drink. Mm. Drink in Alberta.
Yeah.
Alberta-wise, it's 18. Yeah. Did I tell you why I moved to Alberta when I was 18?
I never did, right? I don't think I heard.
Because obviously I graduated high school.
Yeah.
And then a week after my graduation.
Yeah.
I somewhat told my parents, like, okay, deuces, like, I'm kind of out. I'm moving out.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously after, you know, spend time, like, I love them, but I wanted to move out at this point in time. And I was 18 years old. Okay. I graduated in this province. I almost said state. We're not U.S. What the
state?
Fuck? I didn't even get our shit together. Yeah. In the province of B.C. Mm-hmm. Cheers.
Cheers.
In the province of B.C., the legal age to like kind of drink, do things, be applicable for adult things, mm-hmm. you kind of need to be 19 years old.
In Albert, oh, in
BC,
the BC,
in
okay.
BC,
yeah.
In the BC,
in
exactly.
the BC,
exactly.
Yeah.
And one sec.
Oh yeah, and BC, yeah, 19, definitely. But it's still, wait, is it 19 for Canada, or 21?
No. So let's get this straight. Here, let me run it back. I was taking a drink. I'm sorry. For BC, it's 19.
Yeah.
And
for the rest of Canada, like federally,
well, it's province to province to province.
Oh, it's different.
It's provincial,
provincially,
not,
right? Yeah,
not government. Yeah. Federally, it's provincial. So
okay.
Each province has their own rules, pretty much.
Yeah.
So BC has their rule of like 19 is the age that
right.
you're an adult, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So I graduate high school. I'm 18. I'm like, ah, well, shit. I'm gonna call my buddies from Alberta and come pick me up. And
yeehaw.
Yeehaw, exactly.
Cowtown.
Yeah, they on arrival, they gave me a horse, a piece of corn and yeah. a straw hat. And we were like, let's go, buddy. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I had moonshine in my boot. Like, we were good to go. And so I moved to Alberta at 18 because the legal age there is 18.
Mm. Yeah.
I became an adult in like a week. It was crazy. In like a week, I was like, oh shit, I'm an adult, bitch. I had a 2-bedroom apartment. I'm not going to say the town, but like a lot of good people in that town. A lot of interesting things happen in that town.
Okay.
But good town, though. Good people.
Yeah.
Some good people. But yeah, so I was 18 there, and I had a 2-bedroom apartment.
That's crazy, and bro. At 18.
At 18 years old. And it was, this is the kicker. This is what made me, when I moved to Vancouver, this is what made me cry a little bit.
Mm.
My 2-bedroom apartment was $650 a month. $650 a month.
Yeah.
Now you can't even get a room here anymore.
BC.
For that price.
Bring cash.
For that price.
For that,
for that price.
Price.
You can't get that price here in BC anymore.
That's sad.
It sucks.
That's fucking sad.
The thing is, like, to be fair, like that town, it's on the smaller side.
Uh-huh.
Majority of that town is like trades, individuals. Like, you're kind of there to work. You're there to like live long term. Yeah. There's a lot of families there. You're in the trades. Like, you're kind of, that's just the town. It's a town, not a city. It's a town.
Yeah.
It's cheap.
It's a nice town. I've been in that town.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah, he took me
there. Okay, we went there
he
once.
He fucking took me there, and, you know.
This was during our Edmonton, our 3-month Edmonton escapade.
Sort of took me down memory lane and like, oh,
this is where I lived.
Fucked up. This is where I got a bar fight.
I drank here. I drank here. I drank there. Passed out there. Drank there. Yeah. I remember that. Yeah, you met some of my homies. Yeah. Some of those homies have kids now and stuff.
That's crazy.
Which is
crazy.
Actually, yeah, you met them once.
Yeah, I met them once.
And like, yeah, they have kids now. Some of them have kids now.
Yeah.
I think it's hard to keep. Life sucks sometimes, man. Hey? Like, I want to keep up with everybody so badly. I'm just like, what's everybody doing? Like, what? Because I see I'm like, I'm becoming a boomer. Like, I'm going on Facebook and I'm like, oh, buddy's got kids now. Oh, yeah. Shit.
Yeah. Just,
and I'm knitting there. I'm just knitting in the corner, like, wondering what's going on.
Just the other day, my mans was just like, yo, you got to explain to me what's these like new Gen Z lingos, man. I'm so out of space.
Yeah. Speaking of,
even I don't know, bro.
I know,
when I hear my nephew talk,
dude, damn. We lost. We're losing.
I can't keep up with it more.
It comes
anymore.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And the thing is, we're not even old.
Exactly.
I turned 25 recently.
Happy birthday.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
He said it a lot. Thank you so much.
Birthday month.
He did a lot, actually. He got me gifts. Paid for some drinks.
Yeah,
thank
fucker.
You so much, brother. Well, cheers.
No, much love, man.
Yeah, I had my birthday. I'm
25
years old.
Mm-hmm.
Still just doing the same thing as everyone else.
That's what's
working,
up.
Getting stuff. But like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
how does it feel to be 25?
We can. I mean, I'm eligible to have a quarter life crisis now. Finally.
True.
Like, I'm allowed to say that. Like, oh, I'm going to my quarter. Like, if I dye my hair, if I dye my hair or shave it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Or get rid of one eyebrow.
Yeah. Yeah,
but keep the rest.
Valid.
Like,
yes.
Be like, oh, what's going on there? What's going on there, Cameron? I used to be like, oh,
I'm 25.
I'm 25. Quarter life crisis. You know how it goes. And they're like, oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know how like back when I was I mean, you didn't know, but like, I didn't have a emo stage.
Oh.
What if it comes in now?
Oh.
What if
fuck.
It comes in now that I'm 25?
Oh fuck.
I could go full blown emo.
Wouldn't
God
you?
Damn. Sorry, it says for the audio listeners, it says goddamn on my
on the hoodie. On his hoodie.
Actually,
right now.
I will give them promo.
Yeah, plug them.
Stiff Socks.
They're amazing.
Love. Yeah, they're fucking hilarious. Yeah,
we look up to them. We look up to them.
Shout out Michael Blaustein. We're gonna go see him next month.
Yo, I'm so stoked about that.
He's so cool. Yeah, he's funny.
Honestly. Yeah, I mean, I don't really know much about that guy, but I've seen his material, and
yeah, I'm kind of putting him on.
He's dope.
I'm putting Carl on.
Yeah.
To Michael Blaustein. I mean, we're not even anywhere to be like, pay us. We're nowhere near that. But like, yeah,
Michael?
Huge. Michael Blaustein is like,
how dare you make us pay for your
comedian
shit?
From Maryland. I'm pretty sure he's from Maryland. He did more of his comedy in like New York and all that stuff. But yeah, we're gonna go see him. I just really want to see him. I want to wear this hoodie, goddamn hoodie with the Stiff Socks podcast. Yeah.
And while you plopped into the, you know, the center, the front,
so that smiling.
He could just, yo, goddamn, that's us.
Yeah, or he's just gonna pull out a gun and fucking shoot me. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. But what was I saying to that? 18 years old.
Yeah, 18.
Oh yeah, I moved.
Yeah, you moved to.
No, Alberta. I moved to Alberta because it was 18, so I could be an adult, so I could get. I could go to the bar. I could have a beer.
That was the. Oh,
I could
shit.
Have a beer legally. I could like. I remember the first legal beer I ever had.
Yeah.
Pause. First beer I ever had. I went to Boston Pizza with my buddies. Oh, we're all of age. We're all 18, right?
Boston Pizza sounds right.
Right, and we got one of the. Sorry. Mario was in the background. Sorry, we just heard a noise that
the
was
bomb
like.
Was planted. Dun, dun, dun. Sorry.
Yeah. So some of my buddies, we went there to Boston Pizza.
Yeah.
And we were lucky enough, the day we got there, it was Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to do this thing called, because I mean, actually, it's not a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Every Wednesday, we would go to Boston Pizza.
Oh.
Because you could get half price on
wings.
Wings, exactly. Yes. Wing Wednesdays.
Yep.
So we'd all go get our own full order of wings for half price and a big beer. Do that, and we'd all go our separate ways. It was kind of fascinating, actually. Like, we'd all meet there, get our wings, get our
every
beer,
Wednesday.
Chat, catch up every Wednesday, then dip.
Is it like a once-a-week thing?
Once-a-week thing.
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of vibes. That's already 86 tradition. Years old. Like, like, I moved to Alberta and aged, like, 20 years. Like, we were all, like, yeah. No, those guys are fucking great. They're incredible. Incredible people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we went, got one of the tall boys. The sleeves. Like, oh, it's my first beer. Like, I remember talking to the waitress. Being like, oh, it's my first beer. Like, I'm 18.
Oh, you
like,
were hyping yourself up?
Yeah. Like, oh, they were too. They're like, they were too. Like, he doesn't know what to get. And they're being like, he doesn't know what to get, you know? Like, LOL. And I was like, can I have a twisted tea? Nah. So, yeah, they like show me the beer ways, the beer methods. And I was like, oh, absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah.
And
you
my, share one? One of my buddies. Share one right like, now? He's like, only have two of these, because if you have three of these,
oh, bear tips.
You're paying
okay.
more than you're supposed to. So you should, if you're going to have two of these, perfect. If you have less than that, you're going to lose money. So I have two of these big ones, and you're good to go. And I was like, okay. I don't know why. Beer math, yeah. If you got have two beers, and you float for the rest of the evening till you get home and have more beers, and you'll be good.
Yeah. Happy birthday. I'm with,
yeah. Also, the people that were at this table.
Yeah.
My dad, my uncle, my stepdad. No, I'm just joking.
Just all, every Wednesday.
Yeah, every Wednesday.
This is your family.
Just get drunk. Yeah. Yeah, my fish was there.
That's valid, though.
Bombing. Sorry. No, but yeah, that was that was an experience. My first beer, legal beer.
Yeah.
Legal and first beer, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Popo, PP. Something CC
PP.
You won't see me, baby. 5-0. I'm out here. No, and yeah, that was going to Boston Pizza and like getting that first beer, getting the Wing Wednesdays vibe.
Damn,
I liked it. What was your first?
I think my first beer illegally that I had was
we can talk about illegally. We can talk. Okay, I didn't know.
Go
yeah,
bitch.
Oh, shit.
I can one up you, bitch.
Dude, he just called me a pussy. 8 different languages, dude. He just called me a fucking loser. No, hey, no, by no, the no, way, no. Exclaimer, you're not a loser if you drink.
Exactly.
Or if you don't drink, sorry.
Yeah.
You're,
fuck all
like,
that.
Yeah, like, either do it or don't. Don't get forced into it.
Of course.
Don't be a fucking, don't be ridiculous.
Yeah. When you're curious.
If you're curious, fucking be curious.
Be safe about it.
Be safe.
Be moderate about it.
If you're going to drink at a party, chug 2 glasses of water before and after
exactly.
the party.
Like, and have a full, and have a, have something in your stomach.
Yeah, and let
well.
People know where you are too.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Exactly.
Yeah, party. Like, that was the one thing, like my parents, like, oh, big ups to them. Like, we'll get into, like, I interrupted you. Sorry. Like, we'll get into that.
Yeah,
but my big ups to my parents, they were very, I didn't have a need to sneak around to drink.
Yeah.
I kind of snuck around when I was 18.
Why?
because they had like what they would have like Hey Y'all or like coolers, and it would taste good. I was like, this is fucking juice. Okay. And I would do this when I was 18. Fucking
juice.
Yeah, and I remember I would have like I remember one night I had three Twisted Teas.
Yeah.
And I was like, shit, this is fucking good. Because it tasted it, that's the dangerous dangerous part of coolers, because like they're just so drinkable.
Yeah.
That when I was 18, I was like drinking them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh shit, I drank three. Like,
yeah.
And I was like, I don't know what to do with these. So I like put them behind my little side desk.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, yeah, they're not gonna find them. Obviously, they're parents. They're gonna find them.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, parents, they will find your shit.
They know.
They did the same shit.
Yeah.
They were dumb. You know, they do the same thing
before, you know.
Yeah, like we're like, oh, got him. Like, no, it doesn't happen. They will catch you, and rightfully so. But either I got grounded for like a couple weeks. They're like, hey, we found your
beer stash.
You found your beer stash. Didn't want to share, you bastard. No, but because they were like, hey, you drinking is one thing.
Yeah.
Like, you're 18 now, you're kind of like becoming an adult, but like you hiding it and taking ours and hiding it is a different thing.
Oh,
and I was like,
okay.
Yeah, you got me there. Because I took theirs, because it's theirs, it's all there. I'm not fucking able to get alcohol in BC at fucking 18. So like, okay, you took theirs. Okay. I took theirs and I hid it from them.
Hmm.
Yeah. And yeah, so like that was a different punishment. And then also like them educating me, like, hey, as I was getting into my teenage years, they're like, hey, you're probably gonna get invited to parties, you're probably gonna go do stuff.
Yeah.
Out and about. Like, teenagers just do stuff. Like, just be fucking safe.
Of course.
You're like, just drink a ton of water before you go to the party. If you feel like you've had too much.
Ton of water. Damn.
Just, yeah, like a ton of water. Just drink water, like cups of water.
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
You'll be good. And like, they're just like, hey, yeah, if you feel like you've drank too much, or like even every time before you go to sleep, drink two cups of water full.
Mm.
And just knock them back. And you woke up, you'll wake up like, okay, you'll float, you'll be good and safe. And like, yeah, they. And I mean, I remember even when they sat me down to like have these talks,
mm-hmm.
I never had like a, oh, I need to try it now. Oh, I need to, like, you know, when like parents kind of restrict you from doing something that makes you want to do it more.
Yeah.
I never had that feeling. Thank God. I never had that. Like, well, got to do it then. You know what I'm saying? Like, got to find my next bottle. Where are you at? Toodaloo. Yeah. Anyways, damn. What were we talking about? Your first.
You didn't have to like let anyone bootleg for you?
No, I never asked.
For real.
Because this is where my brain went. I never wanted. I was like, if I'm going to get alcohol, I want others to do it for me. Yeah, in a way.
Okay.
So if my buddy was like, something, or like, I'll go ask.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, I'll give you the money. You can deal with this whole thing.
Yeah.
Because if he gets caught, I'm out. I don't need to, like,
deal with somebody else was already, like, the plug.
This is where my like, I was, like, liability-wise. I knew liability is a quick. Because, like, when you're a dumbass kid, I got caught a lot. I got stupid.
I
got
to read up on it so I know my liabilities.
Yeah, I knew my I was like, okay, if I'm not a part of the equation, I don't need to be a part of the equation.
Mm.
Worst case scenario, I lose $20,
mm-hmm.
and I need to work two more extra shifts at a fucking, my sales associate job.
Oh, okay.
And like, yeah, but like, but I know, but as a kid, I didn't do that. I think I did it twice maybe. Mm-hmm. And it was for weed, but I was too scared to smoke the weed because you always see it in movies. They're like,
all right.
Yeah, like they chill. All right. Like I was too scared to do it. So I just never do it. But just also, I do have experiences of the first big moments. Few weeks where I did smoke for the first time at a certain age that I won't expose,
mm-hmm.
but you know, that's for the future. That's for the future. Yeah, we'll save it for the future. Yeah. You know, when the time comes, Patreon. First legal drink you had.
First legal drink that I had was
illegal. You said illegal. Yeah, let's illegal take it there. Legal. You said okay, you illegal. Said illegal. Let's take it back there.
Okay, illegal.
I've been talking. I'm sorry.
I don't know if they can count this, but you know, I'm not trying to discredit my parents. They're good. They're amazing people. And they love to have fun, you know, all in good fun, in the goodness of people, right?
Yeah.
And their friends and family.
They're very good people. Very good people.
Thank you, man. And in Philippines, almost every weekend, there would just be parties almost in every household in that block of ours.
Oh, shit.
Which was crazy. And then we were basically just almost shoulder to shoulder with everybody there in space. So we can't help it but, you know, be included in the parties always in those weekly things. And as a kid, you know, I'm going around, you know, my parents or my dad at the time.
Yeah.
Because my mom was, you know, here in Canada. My dad at the time was, you know, pretty loose with things.
Nice.
And especially my, you know, sister and friends.
Big worker. He worked a lot, hey?
Yeah, he worked a lot.
He worked a ton.
He worked a ton. Fuck ton.
I mean, dads be working a ton. Dads, sure. Shout out dads.
Shout out dads. And
unless you weren't there.
Yeah.
Fuck you. No, I'm just joking. Anyways, stepdad, I love you. Much love. You are my actual dad now.
Of course. Sorry. Yeah.
And then
one of the uncles, like a friend uncle of ours. You know those uncles, there's always those uncles, there's always those like aunties, like, hey, have a sip here.
True. Yeah.
I think you should try this, you know?
My auntie was like, shots?
It's like chest hair on that chest.
Yeah, like, what? That's like a huge shit thing. Like that,
you know?
This will put hair on your chest. Have a fucking nip. I was like, damn, okay. Shit.
And
I'm 18, dad. What the fuck? I'm just joking.
I have it here.
Yeah.
No, but that was my first drink. Like, it was just a sip.
What kind of?
So that didn't count.
What kind of age?
I was like 14, 15.
Okay, that counts though. Like your just a shot?
Oh, wait, no. 14 is when I came here. Actually, younger, so like 11 probably.
Yeah.
Somewhere there.
Mine was young too.
Yeah.
My first time.
Yeah.
I snuck it.
Oh, you snuck it?
Yeah, because like in my house. Ah, fuck. I don't know. I don't want to expose anybody.
You had a bottle to yourself?
No, like, yeah. What the fuck? Dude, I paid bills, bro. It's tough up north, dude. No, what? No, so I had. So
oh my
like.
God.
No, because like in my house, like. How do I say this? So there'd just be like people would like have parties in our house. Not people.
Yeah.
I mean, like family would have parties in our house.
Definitely.
So when everybody passed out and went to bed, I'd wake up 7, 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
As a kid, maybe even 6 in the morning, just because, I mean, you're a kid. Why do kids wake up so early? What the fuck's that about? I used to wake so early, dude. You know how many MTV music videos I watched at 6 in the morning because I didn't know what other channels offered? Actually, I knew what other channels offered. It was all shit. MTV music videos. Shout out.
Goated.
Goated, dude.
Yeah.
You guys put me on some.
That was my childhood, too. Holy shit.
Put me on some stuff.
Nostalgia.
Oh, music is so good.
Fuck.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Music anyway, what was I saying? Party?
Your party when you were very young.
Yeah, it would just be like people like had like or families just having like, whether it be like my older sister.
Yeah.
Or like my grandma. Yeah, even my grandma would like rip a party. She'd be like,
grandma?
She'd like, some people would come to play bingo. They'd finish bingo.
Oh, shit.
They come play bingo, and then we'd finish bingo.
Yeah.
Got some shots passing around. Oh, shit. But I remember always seeing, like, because it was never beers. Because up north is pretty dry.
Mm.
Dry meaning, like, there's just no alcohol, really, in our town.
Oh, okay.
There's no liquor store. There's nothing like that. It's very dry.
Okay.
And so you kind of have to bring Mickey's. So Mickey is, like,
ooh.
It's usually vodka. Vodka is the number one seller in my town. But like not even seller. It's more just like taken to. Like it's just a Mickey. It's just a Mickey. Like a mini. It's not small, but it's not big. It's the middle one. Mickey.
Okay.
Bottle. Yeah. And
right.
That would just be passed around. Oh, let's do shots. Get the chaser. Do your thing. But I remember waking up early in the morning. It was like 6 in the morning. I made myself some cereal.
Uh-huh.
And the thing is, like, everyone's, like, partying, they left their residue. That sounds weird.
Residue.
They left their evidence.
Oh, yeah.
They left.
Yeah,
so I remember seeing the vodka bottle. It had the cap on. It was just sitting in the corner. Yeah, there was, like barely a shot in there. Uh-huh,
yeah.
Maybe half a shot. Maybe a shot and a half.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, let me, like, what's the deal with this?
Right.
Okay, I wasn't 6. I was, like, I was a little older. Maybe maybe 8 or 9. Yeah. No, I was 7 or 8 because it was before I moved. I moved away when I was 9.
Okay.
And 9 came, it was my 9th birthday, then I moved pretty quickly after that, so it can't be when I was 9. It might have been when I was 8 or 7.
Right. Okay.
But I saw the cat and I was like, "What's the deal?"
What's the deal?
What's the deal with this bottle? You know? And what's I was like, "What's deal? What's going on? Like, why yeah. why does everyone like everyone like, shared it? Time. It was yeah. getting loose. Bitches looking yeah. red." I was
like, "Everyone's happy as fuck."
Yeah, and I was getting loud. Yeah, and dancing and stuff. I was like, "What? Like, why is it so?"
Yeah.
Was it such a thing? And I remember I like opened up and I sniffed it mm-hmm. and it burned. It burned my nostrils. And I was like, oh, okay. It's like, maybe I'll stay away from that. So I like right. put it back.
Okay. Okay
I watched
okay,
some
okay.
like music videos, eating my cereal.
Just to like warm yourself up.
Just be like, I was in the living room just doing push-ups. I was like, I can do this.
The time, the fuck, dude. Like the MTV just like puts that on.
That's how every native gets their first drink. We do push-ups in the living room, and Rocky Eye of the style. Tiger starts. Eye of the Tiger. Yeah, and I was like, okay, I gotta try this. I gotta taste this. What the fuck's going on?
Yeah, YOLO.
So I like did a little sip, spit it out. Didn't like it. It burned my tongue, burned my mouth, and I was like, "What the fuck?" Like I started questioning stuff. I was like, "Adults are not good." I was like, "Something else is going on here. This right. is not healthy. This is not like it just hurt because it hurt, right?
Yeah.
Because you don't think about like, oh, what if I have 6 more? You know what I mean? Like, what's it gonna do? I'll finally be able to tell my crush how she feels or how I feel. Sorry. How she feels. Hey, this is how you feel." You like me, okay? You like me. No.
Just imagine the confidence that you have.
Can you imagine? After just like going up sip. To someone like, yeah, I get it. You like me. You're welcome. I'm right here, you know. Get it while you can, you know. 100% off for you. No. Oh, pause. Bro. But yeah, no, that whole first drink... I remember just not liking it. And then I just never touched it for years.
Wow.
Yeah. I was just like, because I was like, because I just associated that it hurt. Because it burns.
Because it was vodka.
It burned. Right? Vodka. It burned me. Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah.
So there's no like beers around, eh? Everything is just pretty
no,
dry.
You can't. There's vodka. There's not. Like, no, there's not really beers. And there's no beers around, really. It's just straight liquor.
That's the thing with me. Because like we all of us just cheers. Did beers. Yeah. Yeah. Cheers. We all of us just did beers. Mm-hmm. When I say all of us, when I was a kid
damn.
In Philippines, I meant them.
Damn,
all
you.
Of them.
But sure.
I only had that sip.
Yeah. You a working man,
Mom,
hey?
Believe me.
Cynthia.
Dad, believe me. I just remember it tasting bitter. It didn't hurt. It didn't.
My liquor hurt me. I was like, I didn't like it.
Fuck.
Just burn my tongue. Sorry, I keep interrupting you.
If it just felt like a soda.
Really?
When I was like drinking it. But it was really bitter because I was bitter more used soda? To like soda. Yeah.
Right. Wait, you were 14, you said?
No, I was like 11.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Around there, around that age.
Okay.
I really forgot. Like,
I have some stories at 11.
Really?
Patreon. Seriously, dude. Seriously. Well, okay, not that serious. But like cool stories.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cool stories. But even then, damn, you were 11. I know there was another. So this is a secret I've been holding. Maybe I was 13.
This is a safe space, Cameron. It's okay. It's just you, me.
You finally said it. Thank you. I appreciate it, my brother. Have you guys heard of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? No, I'm just joking. I was 13, so I think I haven't. The story's like when I was 12 years ago.
Mm.
When I was 13.
Okay.
Mom, if you're listening, I don't know. It happened.
I don't know.
if you are, it is a thing. But like, we went on a hunting trip. Me, my stepdad, and like my stepdad, he's my dad. He's just my dad. He's the dad who stepped up. You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. And so like, but we went on a hunting trip, like him And there was this other family that we like were really cool with, and their family, they lived in the forest. They pretty much lived in the woods. They're cool ass people though. And we would go hunting with them. So one night we went hunting. They're like, we're like, oh, let's go have a hunting weekend with them. So like me, my mom, like our whole family went there to their place. Because they have this big, nice house, like not house. It's like a nice cabin trailer vibe in the woods with a lot. They got their own land there too. And it's everything, this whole vibe.
Yeah.
And we went there and yeah, such lovely, such cool people. Just open arms. Come, we'll feed you. Yeah. Like, let's go get food and do. They'll make you food, whatever, right? Good people. And I was like, I want to say I was 13. I could be wrong. I could be corrected. Stepdad. If you know, I can't really remember. It might have been later. Might have been 14, maybe 15.
Okay.
I don't know why those years blur. It's because I moved a lot of schools during that time.
Yeah.
So a lot of change. I kind of prioritized my memory. Okay. Like I chose it.
Memory.
Call me. Okay. Yeah, call me Zuckerfuck. Anyways. What was I saying?
Zuckerfuck.
What? I don't know. Zuckerberg. Sorry. Zuckerfuck. You think Zuckerberg fucks? I don't know. He fucks, right?
Oh, he fucks, yeah.
Like a robot? I don't know.
The robot?
Turnover. I don't know.
His wife?
No, we're getting off track, dude. So I went camping as a kid with these people. And it was a hunting trip. Yeah. It was like, hey, we're going to go hunting. I'm going to shoot an animal for like one of the first times.
Yeah.
With them especially. And like, it's going to be this big.
Yeah.
It's exhilarating. Yeah. It's definitely exhilarating because you know what's weird about animals? You are in it.
Oh,
there's no like half in, half out. Like,
yeah.
Oh, if we don't get it, haha, whatever. No, yeah. It's like when you're hunting, you have to be quiet and go with whatever the group is doing or whatever like your leaders are doing. Or
okay.
Anything. You're okay. In it. Like you're really in it. And it's kind of exhilarating. It's like a little like, shit. Once you see it, there's like a burst of excitement a little bit in your chest. You're like. Because I'm, maybe this is instinctual, right? Like from years and years, thousands of years of hunting.
Because
I mean, fuck, we're animals at some point.
Yeah.
You find your thing, like, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways, what was that? So I was like.
So you're just there.
So I was drinking, quiet. Right? So on this hunting trip.
You were quiet and then you were drinking? What?
Yo, hunting's tough, bro. Hunting in BC is tough. No,
gotta follow your leaders. So I was drinking.
God do what you got. No. So we were staying at their place. We're doing this thing and like, yeah. Hey, we're going to go hunting tomorrow morning at 4. You have to wake up at 4.
Yeah.
Get ready and we'll leave the house 4:45, 5. 4:45 a.m. to 5 a.m. Okay. Around that time, we'll leave. And because you want to get out there early to just get set up, get your shit set up.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that the night before, everybody goes to bed, we're watching movies and stuff, and and me, stepdad,
mom,
well, me, dad,
okay,
other guy, cool as fuck, he's pretty much my uncle, he's cool as shit, like really nice dude,
shout out,
and mom as well. We're all just there sitting at the table. Right. And I get to sit at, because I'm like 13, like, this is like, oh, he's becoming a man, you know?
Oh.
Type of thing. And they're drinking, so they're getting emotional. Like,
oh.
Like, oh, I really love you, you know? Like, you're becoming a man. Like, it's very wholesome.
Right.
I'm like, oh, we'll give you, like, you got, let's do this. You want to do a shot?
Yeah.
You
know, like, I love that type of drunk, you know?
It is. It's like, it's like, very, they're like, super loving.
I love you, man.
Yeah. It's like, and then we woke up the next day. I was like, where's the love, bro? I miss it. Yeah, but
Cameron, fuck you.
Yeah, piece of shit. Yeah. Hide my twisted tees from me. No, yeah, and then I remember just like, they're like, you want to try it? Try it. Like, I was like, yeah, I'll try it. Yeah, let's do it. And I did it. Pretending like, yeah, I got it. It's all good. And like my throat is burning. I'm like, yeah, we good. We're for
it's
sure.
Still
we good.
Straight up vodka, right?
No, this was whiskey now.
Oh, whiskey.
Just a shot of whiskey.
Shit. Okay.
I don't want to. shot of whiskey. Shot of whiskey.
Okay, okay.
Shot of
whiskey. Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Just what it is.
You're leveling up.
From leveling vodka, up. I'm leveling up. I became whiskey. A man that weekend. That weekend, I became a man.
Of course. Of course. Only right. Only
and, right. You know, I'm doing shot. Like, they gave me one, and I was like,
doing shots?
No, I did damn. One.
Oh, okay.
I did one. That was the shot they gave me.
Okay, 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 okay.
And that was kind of it.
Mm-hmm.
Play cards. I like learned to play a bunch of card games with them as they're drinking. And every time they would kind of go away to go smoke, I would take.
You take more.
I would take some swigs.
Oh,
I was like, I got ketchup. You know what I'm saying?
Naughty,
like,
naughty.
So I would like take a shot. My mom went to bed, like, you know, yeah. Like, and they were just out smoking cigarettes. So I would like take some nips, and like trying to catch up.
Mm.
And I think they knew because I was fucked up. Because I was like,
that's hilarious.
I got 21 and I got like 7 cards in my hand. I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. And around this time, it was probably like 2:30, maybe 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, Cameron, you're an idiot.
Oh.
Go drink a bunch of water right now. Uh-huh. We know what you did. If you're going to drink like this, you better wake up. We're waking you up. In an hour and a half, like to go fucking hunting. They're like, if you're gonna drink like a grown man,
you gotta be like a grown man.
You gotta fucking wake up yeah. like a grown man. And so I was like, yeah, but yeah, I'm good. I'm out here. Totally. And so I drank a fuck ton of water. And I swear, dude,
did
I
that
swear,
made you sober?
Dude,
or
I
what?
Swear to God. I swear to God. I lay down in my bed.
Okay.
It felt like 2 seconds later they woke me up, and I was like, "Oh my!" I was like, "What's up?" I was like, "It's time to go.
You still
get
drunk?
Your clothes on." I was hammered, bro. I was hammered. They're like, "You did it. You did it to yourself."
Oh,
like let's go,
fuck.
Wake up. And so I got dressed. I had the biggest headache, and I was like, "What's up, dude?" And so I just like spent that whole morning just chugging a fuck ton of water.
Okay,
fuck ton of water. But yeah, it was.
Did you guys successfully hunt the thing?
No, I think we gave up early. Yeah.
And just drank the rest of the day.
Yeah.
The rest of that trip.
By the way, I was 18. I was 18.
Legal.
I was 18.
Legal.
18.
Yes.
18?
Yes.
18? Yeah, but like, yeah, that was one of the experiences. Yeah, I just woke up. I was like, oh shit, dude. Because I can't explain to you how quick it felt, because in like lot like time wise I slept for an hour and a half.
Yeah,
it did not feel like an hour and a half.
Yeah,
I literally like laid down and then was woken back up. It felt immediate.
Yeah,
they're like, yeah, it's time to go. And I was like, I had an iPhone 4. I was like, what time is it, man? Open the phone. I was like, what
that's
the fuck?
Drunk time travel, bro.
Yeah.
Drunk time travel, bro.
Drunk time travel.
Time travel, dog.
Title. Shout out Stiff Soft.
Drunk time travel.
Yeah. But yeah, that whole thing. Dude.
Man, I adore
have you
that
ever
story.
Had?
Fuck,
it's
man.
It's cute, right? It's like a humble
because
family. This no family ever wants to say
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Come on. Every family's fucking dumb.
Of course.
You're a dumbass. You're a piece of shit if you think, no, everybody's PC. No, go fuck off. Go sit in the bathroom for 4 hours, you piece of shit. Sorry,
of course.
I got it. It's a humble, it's a nice story.
It's a nice story. No, not a lot of families that I knew, even back then when I was growing up, would be like the way your family is to you, you know? Especially with that kind of thing.
Yeah, because they gave me one.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, you can have one shot.
Yeah.
This is your hunting trip. This is because it was almost like that whole trip was kind of a gift to me, almost in a weird sense. They were like, yeah, we're going to go hunting.
Trip,
we're going to get
stuff like
not
that.
My first hunting is trip, it, but like we're going to go hunting.
Oh,
it's a hunting trip. So you can get an animal and like this is your moment.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you can have a shot.
Yeah.
My dumbass was like, whoa, hey, hey.
Did you say shot?
You say shot? You forgot the S on the end of that bad boy. Where's my 7? I didn't take 7, but you know, like, hey, yo, no. That trip was like super.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, my family just like, they know the boundaries.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, okay, what the fuck?
The family is just like very open and also real, just knows
very yeah, real.
Just knows when shit's too much, you know, basically.
Very real. And yeah, makes you pay for it.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you fucked up.
Yeah.
So here what's gonna happen? Yeah. This is what's gonna happen.
We tried to guide you. You went this other way. So now
this is what's gonna happen. This is what happens, period. Yeah. Real life.
Yeah.
Because if you do that in real life,
of course,
and you got work the next day.
Yeah.
Pay the same price, man. Shit is crazy.
Yeah, because growing up, I was just told, like, oh, you can't drink till you're, like, 19, yeah, 18, or 21, yeah, or whatever. Then you can drink.
Yeah. My parents...
But
yeah,
nobody really eased us into it, almost. We yeah, almost just had to hide it. We
yeah,
hid
that's...
It.
Yeah.
We hid it, and from doing it in front of, you know, our family members,
it makes
especially
it scared,
our parents,
right?
It's
not
it's,
scared. I wouldn't say scared. But
yeah, like, and it's we do more dumb shit because of it. Because
you want to hide it, you want to be secretive yeah, about it.
Yeah,
yeah. That's like everything.
And
when someone I tells mean, you not to do something, you're like, well, I guess I gotta do it. I gotta see what they're talking about.
Yeah, and it's yeah, and say like it's unsafe as well most of the time mm-hmm, when you just don't have that experienced person.
Yeah,
just trying to help you with it because mm-hmm, it's your first time almost, right? And I just remember the first time as well that the next time actually that I really drunk.
Yeah.
Really, really drunk. When I was, I think 17 or 16.
Yeah.
And I was like almost a senior back then, like
shit,
a year from being a senior it was already a senior
yeah,
in high school. And we had this bush party.
Bro.
You have a
me
story.
Too.
Yeah.
Pause
yeah,
right there.
Okay.
I gotta piss.
Okay, pause.
Hey. Bang.
Bang.
Okay.
Here.
Hey, bro. Wait.
shoot. Where are we right now?
Ah! No, okay.
Yes.
Bush party.
Bush parties.
So, okay, bush party, like, legal wise?
Yeah.
Okay. High school wise?
Yeah.
Because I have bush parties too.
Yeah, I was 18 back then.
Thank God. I thought you were like, this was last weekend.
Yeah, I was with high schoolers last week. No, I'm joking. That's
whoa.
Still
on. Let's change. Okay, restart. Yeah, 110. Restart. Hey.
You can keep that in if you want.
I don't want to do that. That was too weird. Okay.
Bush parties.
Bush party. What was that about?
So
legal?
Yes.
So you're 18. You're 18.
Yeah, I was 18.
Shit. Okay. So you were living in like Vancouver.
Yeah, I was 18.
Burnaby area.
Right.
Okay. he was 18.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. But
Vancouver Burnaby area.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
And for many, obviously people know bush parties, but bush party basically is held mostly in like a bush area or just outside, really.
With a pit?
Like, yep.
There's a pit. Yeah, yep. I have my own.
Yep.
I have my fair share.
Yep. And for those people that don't know, it's, yeah, you're usually in like in a very foresty area or just, yeah, and out in the greeneries, you know, out in the nature.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be, yeah, one of the kind of best parties that you can really go to. As a kid, as a teen,
right? Yeah, it's a vibe,
and
be safe though. Hey, seriously, be safe.
Yep.
If you ever like get invited, go to do some dumb shit like that,
because
it is kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Be fucking safe. Know your way home.
Mm-hmm.
Know the ride home if you need a ride.
Yes.
You know, get. Also, hey, I didn't touch on this earlier. I wanted to say this earlier.
Right.
If you're going out to go drink, go do all this dumbass shit.
Tell somebody.
Tell your fucking parents.
Tell your parents. Yes.
Hey, I want to go to this party.
Yep.
I want you to know that I'm there.
Yep.
If I'm feeling a little
yeah,
I'm calling you. Please come get me.
Yeah.
And text me address. That'll go so far with your parents.
Yeah.
For them trusting you.
Of course.
And not even just for them trusting you, for your safety, dog.
Hmm.
Yeah. Be safe. Yeah.
But honestly, like, I didn't have that luxury. So
damn.
Like,
okay. Hey, don't be Carl.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't be Carl.
No, because I wasn't really too open about it. Because
yeah, you talk about.
I was conditioned to basically have it when I'm already, you know, really old. You know, adult.
Yeah.
But as a young boy, as a young man, you're curious. He's a young person. You're always curious about things. So like, as we say, if you're curious, just do it safely, moderately, and do your best to tell someone that you really trust and love, and also an adult that can really be there to just help you whenever you're like inebriated or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Or just like out of it. But anyways, yeah, bush parties. Yeah. So
close friends.
Yes. And we actually got a hold of a couple bottles, because in BC it's 19.
Couple bottles? You have bottles, bro?
Yeah. Cause I wasn't really known to be that guy who really plugs up and just be that dude who, oh dude, this guy has,
well, you were stoner. Blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
They probably didn't even know you were there. You were just floating by. You're like, what's up, man?
Like my astral like being just floated up to everybody. Hey, I'm high right now. Hey,
you're welcome. Just floated away.
Oh, but we got a
All right. Sorry.
We got a hold of a couple bottles. And it was bootlegged, you know.
Oh, I have a story about this as well. Yeah, sorry.
It was bootlegged. And you know, shout out to that guy who bootlegged it. Hope he's doing well. He's actually pretty cool. He's a chill guy. But yeah, we were just going up to this party. You know, we didn't really have any cliques. It was just a really small, tight-knit group of people, my closest friends. And we were just there right away. On the way, like, we were trying to swig it low-key, you know, in public, which is kind of, it's just kind of like,
was it in a paper bag? Was it?
No.
Okay,
I was just like, in my bag, and then I was just like, ooh,
in a backpack. You're like, yo, just lifting up a backpack. Got this backpack. That's crazy.
No, but to be fair, the backpack was like, is a string backpack, so it's like pretty thin and pretty light. But anyways,
I remember that.
Right?
You put alcohol in that? Yes. Yes, oh, bro. My God, dude, that's such a classic. I have a video of him with his string backpack, actually.
Did I? Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah, we got out of the van. Mm-hmm. Wait. That sounds weird, but like, we were working, we got out of a van, and you were like minding your business, putting on the string backpack. And I walked up to you with the video. Like, we horsemen or something.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, bush party, and we're already on the way there. And
dude, I wish I was friends with you in high school, dude.
Yeah.
We would have some vibes.
We would have had some vibes for sure.
I keep interrupting you. I'm sorry.
That would have been a vibe for sure. And there was still, this was also one of the eras that I had long hair.
Okay.
So I was full on like teenager.
Longer than this?
Loose. No, actually, like, this is longer now.
Yeah.
Yeah, like almost close to this.
This is long, bro.
Yeah, long. Yeah.
Are you going to cut it?
Not yet, no. I don't feel like cutting it yet.
Summertime?
Maybe.
For a video?
For a video?
Summertime?
Anything for content? Yeah, maybe.
Okay, sorry.
It's all TBD for now. But,
come on.
Yes.
Hey, come on.
Come on. Yes, we went to the place, and then everybody was there. And we just sort of, you know, in our corner, in our little bubble, me and my friends, just having the swigs, you know.
Oh my God.
And everybody was just, because we were pretty antisocial back then, as a lot of, you know, teenagers are most of the time. And everybody was just, you know, interacting with one another. And then until suddenly all the people that we didn't know or we didn't even talk to the past couple of years of high school, suddenly just, yo, you're in Carl, right?
Like, oh shit, they knew you?
Yeah, like, yeah, I am Carl. And just because they saw the bottle, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's classic.
Like, oh, yo, you got the liquor. Time, yo, you got some.
Yeah, like, I remember like, bro, seeing people that had the thing you wanted. Yeah. You just like, bro, dap him up. What's up, dude? It's like, you don't even know me.
Oh, God.
I'm like, yeah, I know, bro. What you doing?
But it was just a lot of like young, dumb shit. You know, like, it's just like, oh, yeah. I'm trying to be cool so that people will like me, whatever. But
of course, vibe out.
Yeah, but it was a vibe though, still. They were pretty cool about it. And everybody was just turning and taking turns about the swigs of my bottles. And later on in the night, I don't know, there was just a switch. There was just a switch that happened after too many swigs.
Oh, shit. Yes, I know the switch. Okay.
And like, everything just was spinning. I remember I didn't know what was happening. It was my first time.
Your body feels slow, right?
Yeah.
Like you're seeing stuff, but it's like circly.
Yep.
And when you go to take a step, your foot feels, it's not heavy, but it just feels like delayed. Like,
yes.
Like I delayed to put my foot there. I delayed to put my foot there.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I know. Yeah, I remember then, that switch. It's weird, dude.
There's that switch.
It's super weird.
There's that switch. And I don't know where my friends are, but I was just having this
experience. That's scary, dude.
This experience by myself.
Like, weren't you at a party? Wait, okay. Whoa, whoa, whoa. No.
I mean, like, by myself as in, like, in my own.
Okay, like, you're around people. Thing,
but I was around people.
So I thought it was, like, 1 minute you're at a party, but next minute you're, like, in a forest.
Yes, but.
Having your own fucking, like.
I didn't even pay Blair's attention witch. To just my friends being gone. It was just me having to battle this experience.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck. It's like, how do I step now?
Fuck, because you didn't know.
Yeah, like, I forgot to stand. I don't know, like. I can't stand properly.
Did you fall? And
of course, yeah. Many times. That's what I remember.
Fuck.
Because the painful experiences are always the memorable ones. Painful falls, but it was, you know.
I know, I raced someone. And fucking, I scraped my face and everything. I remember. I know. Yeah, I've been drunk before. I'm cool, okay? No, sorry.
And it's a weird feeling, as, you know, a lot of people would know with being drunk. For some reason, your mind is just telling you to just rest your head somewhere.
Mm.
Rest your head. That's really it.
Close your eyes and just lay down.
And then I was just like this.
Yeah. Like, why is it?
And like it's a picnic always... table. In a picnic
so,
table.
So for audio listeners, what he did is he he put his head down down face first onto his arm.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a classic move.
That's the classic
Why
move.
Do we always go fucking down like this? Yeah. We never lay back comfortable, like, you know, like you. Yeah. It's always face first down. What's that about? That's crazy.
And that's weird. Is that I don't know, because maybe it's just the alcohol getting much more stronger, and in fact as well, like a delayed effect.
It's in your bloodstream, bro. Yeah,
that it started to just, you know, the body just starts to react and, you know, puke it all out.
You threw up?
And that's the experience that I was feeling at this point.
Alcohol is a poison.
For sure.
When you do too much of it,
yeah,
your body's like, hey, yo, this is too much. This is way too much.
You're getting too litty, bro.
Yeah, and your body like literally gets rid of it. And that's what puking is. That's why you puke.
And I didn't know at the time, but I just let it all out beside me, right? And it was a picnic table, right? With a seat, and I was just it. There was just
you puked it onto the picnic table or
beside it.
Beside okay.
It. And this picnic table,
smart was, dude, that's smart.
What was embarrassing about it is that it's in the middle of the party.
Oh shit, dude! No, everyone saw you.
It's in the middle of everyone the party. Saw
you. Is that why we can't go back to Burnaby?
We can't go back to Burnaby.
Is that
anymore.
Why we
can't go back?
That's crazy. No. Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I only found out after the fact. But
you know what? We would have been good. I have said, because that happened a lot in like at our bush parties.
Yeah.
But actually, even just me and my friends, we would like take care of that person.
That's fucking lit. Yeah.
There's one guy.
Well, a lot of people were doing that to me as well.
We had one guy that would just like bring a fuck ton of water.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And he just like go in and like we just all hang out. I'll drink. Yeah. And if like someone was like a little too fucked up, we just like give him water. Like, yeah, we got it.
Yeah.
Your water bottle. Chill.
Yeah.
Also, it is like kind of weird to accept water bottles from a stranger.
Ooh.
We meant good though. Like, thank God we meant good.
Yeah. Of course.
But like, and don't do that. Don't like we were being good.
Yeah,
we had good intentions, but like, don't. I actually, if you go to a party like that, don't accept drinks from strangers. Actually,
No.
We were trying to be good, and we did good, but like, yeah.
And so I puked, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of people are starting to notice now. There's just like these blimps of moments where people were like, "Carl, are you okay?"
And then,
and then a couple minutes later, blackout. That's the first time I had a blackout. Blackout drunk.
I can tell you my first blackout.
Yeah. And a lot of people also just, you know, reached out, and also saw my friends started to appear more. And they were just like, you know, greeting me and trying to like take care of me as well, which was nice. I just slept through the rest of the party. Which was so sad, because
that is sad.
I started out way strong and then just gave up the midway of the party. Fuck. I didn't even get to experience my that was my first party as well.
Your first that like was public my
first party, yeah.
Nice party, yeah.
First, yeah, party, yeah. And yeah, I wasn't really much there for half of it.
Damn.
Which was really sad. But, you know, a lot of people were just kind enough to take care of me, especially my friends. These motherfuckers, gotta shout them out, man. Like, they dragged me like 4 kilometers, 5 kilometers.
What is that about? Dude,
they dragged me.
I swear we have the same story.
Really?
Someone. Mine wasn't in a bush. Like, my blackout story wasn't in a bush.
Oh, shit.
But my buddy, buddy, like, dragged me all the way back over. Yeah, I'll tell it.
That's
like,
what's up, man.
They did like, the same thing.
The homies just kind of like watching about? Out for
They're
you.
So, hey, we shout out that. To you guys. You know who you are.
Yeah.
I'll even you know say your you name. Are. Fucking Eric. Yep. Love you, bro. Mm-hmm. You did so much for me.
Yeah.
Like, killer, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Michael and also Joshua. We love you.
Fucking killers, dude.
I love you.
That's fucking great.
And what was funny is that I didn't even know, because whenever I would get up, I would like have a second of consciousness and then I would just flop back to the ground.
Yeah.
And when they just pulled me up, and then I was just like, yeah, automatically be magnetized to the ground and be unconscious. But they suffered through that, you know, with public humiliation.
Yeah.
Especially also like a lot of people. It's out in the public. And
I have
a couple parents picking up kids.
They saw that?
From the party. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, some of them saw it. Like this drunk kid like being dragged
you,
out.
They didn't like fuck
no,
you guys?
No.
That's weird, dude. No.
They just like saw this three kids, like two of my good buddies and then me just being so out of it. And then while those two guys, two of my good friends, dragging me out,
I want to hate
a safe place.
I want to hate on those parents, but at the same time, like, what are they
worried about?
Like, what are they going through? Like, they're like, fuck, I don't need to deal with this as well. Yeah. Okay, yeah, fair enough. I don't want to put it on them.
Yeah.
But my first reaction is like, really? You didn't like,
come on.
You didn't do something? Yeah. Like, you didn't call a fucking something? No, that makes sense.
But I know those parents and they're really chill too.
Yeah,
they're pretty cool. They're pretty dope.
That's good.
But yeah, I just got dragged my ass out into to my house. And it was night too. Yeah. At night.
Around is that like 2 p.m.?
Almost late, like 10 p.m. And
I like how 10 p.m. is late.
Yeah, for you know.
Oh, dude, it's so late, bro. It's crazy.
When you're young like that, yeah. And then my buddy Michael. Like slapped me around and like, yo, Carl, you gotta act up here. You're gonna be in this is your house. This is somebody's gonna answer the door. It's probably gonna be your family member. You gotta act really good. Like, you gotta act good.
Scared. Yes. They're like oh, we got Carl drunk. Like,
yes.
Because they're scared too.
And it's pretty taboo.
Rightfully so, yeah.
And it's pretty taboo for a lot of families as well, and especially mine.
Yeah.
But
who answered the door?
It's my mom.
Oh,
love you, mom. I love you, mom.
Cynthia, we love you. I never do cowboy like that. I never do it. I never, ever, ever. Swear to God, mom. Never did it. I'm gonna size from now. Yo, cheers, brother. No.
And then
I'm sorry.
I remember how my friends told me this story because when I was being dragged my ass, like my ass being dragged to the door.
Yeah.
I was sort of like half conscious, like sort of hearing what my mom's saying, because my body was just like, yo, these are your parents. These are your paternals, bro. You gotta, I'm going to give you some like adrenaline
to
wake you up a bit.
You're like, but hey guys, how's it going? Yeah. Good morning. Whoop-de-doo-da. Did you have ass brown for dinner?
And then my buddy was just like, Miss Cynthia, Carl's just really tired.
Miss Cynthia,
Carl's just really tired from.
No one's that tired, bro.
Obviously, parents.
When they drag you in, yeah, arms up, bro, head down.
I'm tired as fuck, bro. I need the bed.
I worked so hard, man.
And obviously, she saw through the bullshit. And she was like, oh, okay, oh my God. And then she was just really worried for me at that point.
Fuck, yeah, of course.
It's her first time like seeing me like that. And
oh, dude, that's a, like, tiny Carl. Yeah. Just give a little hug. Oh, he's drunk.
And it's,
give you a bunch of water.
Yeah. No, I don't remember, like, going in and getting plopped on the bed. The basically just when I closed my eyes after my mom was just really worried at that door. God. The next, you know, thing that I opened my eyes, it was already morning. And I was like almost having a good sleep where I was like, oh shit, this is nice. The bed feels nice. And then I suddenly woke up like, oh shit.
Where am
Things happened yesterday. is everything okay? And then I looked around and then, oh shit. Fuck, something's off. And then I know that my family was just,
did they have a talk with you the next day?
Of course. They what had was an that intervention.
About? What was it? Intervention?
Almost like an intervention.
First time intervention.
My first intervention.
I
say that like I had like a lot of interventions. Yeah, but
gets drunk once intervention type intervention?
Yeah.
Like, hey, we don't want you to do this.
Basically like that, yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't like, oh, blah, 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 blah.
Fair enough.
It was just more so like, this is bad for you, right? You know? Sort of like just chill like that.
I hate, so condescending. Yeah. I'm just like, yeah, I don't remember yesterday. you don't think I know? Like, I lost a night because of this.
And then what made up for the day was that there was like a lot of photos, videos of what happened.
And a lot
of the photos were also me just having puke on the side of the table while being so blacked out.
I puked on my own shoes once.
Oh, yeah. That sucks.
My new shoes.
I'm sorry, bro. Yeah. RIP new shoes. Yeah. But a lot of like people that I didn't know, like these cool kids as well, like posing like beside me, like, yo, this is Carl.
Yeah, fuck those guys. Like, I don't like
taking
that.
Photos and fuck shit beside guys. Me. While I was just like there.
Yeah.
But no, all in all, even though I didn't really finish my first party all the way through, I was okay. It was good. At least everybody had fun. I was pretty safe.
I'm glad you were safe.
Pretty safe with my
I hope everyone else at that party was safe as well.
Yeah.
You know, take care of yourself. Drink water. If you get a party, drink some water, man.
That's my inverse.
Drink water before and after. Go to sleep.
Much love to that. And that's my first bush party.
First bush party. And
first time I blacked out.
First black bush party. Pause.
Whoa.
You blacked out. Basically. It's a bush party. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
And first intervention as well the next day.
Damn. Oh, shit. You got to make that a bit, dude. That's so good. No, so first.
Your bush party, yeah.
Bush. Are we going to go? Should we start with bush party or blackout party? Blackout party, same.
Oh,
two different parties.
Wow. Okay.
First bush party was like
bush party, yeah.
Randomly invited, but like a girl that was in my class, come to this bush party. I was like, yeah, bet, say less. I brought one friend, and the other friend didn't want to go, so I brought with the other guy, and we just like hung out there on the log, and I think we brought like a small Mickey. But it was like sourpuss alcohol, which is 11%.
Yeah.
And some of the girls like, oh my God, thank you. Like, let me try a shot. Oh my God. And they tried it. And I was like,
come
on. I was like, hey, man. It's a man's dream. Just to be fucking toxic. But we went to the party, like enjoyed, just chatted with people. Like, it was super weird because like, when we went to the bush party, I probably was like, we were 16.
Oh, okay.
16 years old.
16.
And this is not my first bush party. Hear you say?
Uh-huh.
Not the first one, but like when we went to this is like one of the most, not significant. I just enjoyed it.
Mm.
But I remember being very, what's the word, like addicted to getting wood. Pause. But like so it's a bush party. Everyone's like kind of passing around drinks and everyone's kind of getting drunk.
Mm-hmm.
There may have been 35 to 45 people there.
Right.
Which is kind of big for like our bush party, like for our size.
Oh,
for
okay.
Our high school size. There's like a bunch of people and we're like all drinking and everyone's passing drinks and playing games and talking and chatting. And the girl that invited me there is like, hey, can we like go to the woods and stuff? And I'm like, yeah.
To the woods.
Oh, what's the woods even stand for? Do you know what I mean? Like, what's up? And then my buddy was like, yeah, I don't know. I was like,
let's take you to the forest over like, there.
W-O-O-D, where the fuck we going? Yeah, my buddy was kind of backing me up in that sense of like, No, he's good. He's not going to go to the forest.
Okay, good.
But at the same time, I was like, deep down, I was like, shit, I probably should have go to the forest. I probably should have went to the forest. You know what I mean? But like, yeah, I remember her kind of trying to kiss, get aggressive with it.
Okay.
But once it was a no, it was a no.
Mm.
And then we started just meeting people that like are outside our cliques.
Your groups.
Just starting to talk to me like, oh, dude. You're in my math class. Like, what's up, man? Like, nice to meet you. Like, everyone's just, like, trying to, of course. Oh, dude, science. Science is crazy, am I right?
Yeah.
LOL. What's the deal with biology? Yeah. And, like, you just do all this nonsense with, like, all these people. And it was, like, really enjoyable. Because it was all super respectful.
Mm-hmm.
It was super...
Super respectful. Oh, like...
Super... it was, like, a weird adult bush party.
What?
But it was also grungy. Like... Everyone just sat on the log and would pass on drinks like, fuck, shit, dude. Everyone would swear or whatever.
Aww.
But like when you were talking to someone that you didn't know and they didn't know you or anyone, it would be very, be like, oh, my name's Cameron. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
you. Oh, like, you were in one of my classes, right? Like, how's it going? It'd be very, like, respectful like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even though we're both drunk. Like, what's up, man? Like, you know, one of my classes, right?
What's up, bro?
And I just got super obsessed with, like, trying to, like, get a bunch of wood, and like get like there was two guys and I was like, what's up with them? Like, we're trying to because the fire would die down a lot really quickly
because
we were picking up dry ass wood. We're picking up dry wood and the dry wood period is just gonna burn fast as fuck.
Right,
it'll burn bright really nice, but you gotta pick more. So we kept doing that and
you guys had that, a fire pit?
Yeah, we had a fire pit. We had a whole fire pit.
We didn't have a fire pit.
No, that was the bush party. It was a pit. And the fire pit right in the middle. And we'd all sit around it drinking sourpuss and fucking
shit.
Telling them, like, that's even better. Math class is crazy, am I right? Oh, crazy.
Anyways, this fire.
Yeah, fire. And then I would go to like other parties and drink here and there. But I never wanted to drink really crazy until my first blackout. My first blackout. I was 18. I was 18 and freshly moved back to the small town in Alberta.
Mm-hmm.
And so like 5, 6, maybe 7 of our buddies were all very close.
Right.
We've known each other they all have known each other since younger than middle school, elementary school, younger than that.
Okay.
I've known them since middle school. Like, we all really good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 18. I've moved back finally. I'm hot. I'm looking good.
Not even gonna sugarcoat it.
I still look good, you know? But I just look good. I still be looking good. And yeah, like, I'm back.
Yeah,
come back. You come back,
right?
Because I left as a middle school kid.
Okay.
What are you in middle school? You're short. Got acne. You look fucked up.
What if you're still short, bro?
No comment.
makes sense. Yeah,
you know, you left, you got acne, you looking for greasy for some reason, looking sticky.
Valid.
What the fuck is that about? Why do middle school
relatable.
Middle school kids looking fucking sticky? Not that. Wait, pause. Cut that.
What?
What's the fucking deal with looking weird as a middle school kid?
Right.
And so I was in middle school, left, right, came back years later,
okay,
18.
Right.
Acne gone, skin clear as fuck, looking
You glued up.
Bitch, glued. I was out. I'm a little fucked up now, but yeah. And I was like, and I was looking good, you know? And oh, so
yeah.
We go to my buddy's house, mm-hmm. and yo, rest in peace, his mother. That she passed that like a year after that. I think a year or 2 years after this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to bring it up, but I do like much. I still remember all this stuff. But yeah, we went to his house, and he had like a big house and a nice yard.
Mm-hmm.
It pays off to live in Alberta, bro. It's so cheap there. Shit. We need to live there at some point, dude. We have houses, and yeah, we just had like we're like, oh, we're gonna have a fire pit party in the back, mm-hmm. in the backyard.
Okay.
And this is when I like, cause I'm 18, I moved there, and then like. He's just telling his mom like this. Oh, we're gonna go do this. She's like, yep, sounds good. Just you know, get it home. Everyone's safe if they can't. Just stay in there. And I was like, damn, y'all like this is like a common thing. Like y'all chilling. Like this is a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going into the liquor cabinet.
Oh,
we're getting liquor.
Oh,
because I'm 18. Uh-huh. We buying liquor. We getting liquor. People bringing liquor.
Hey,
everybody bringing shit.
Hey.
I'm 18. I ain't drink crazy like this before.
Right.
What are you? You a hype man? What's going on? Bad, bro. Mama! Hey, yo!
Of course. Shit's right.
Yes, sir!
Ooh. Yeah.
Cox! Sorry, Carl's Cox.
Carl's Cox.
What I should say. But, so, alcohol's coming in. Me and my buddies were still there. It's like still daytime. It's like 7:30 p.m.
Okay.
Sun's going down a little bit. It's summertime too. Fucking mm-hmm. beautiful. Heat. Weather out. Weather is really good out.
Yep.
You know, and I'm Snapchatting people, trying to like, hey, yo, I'm here. Is the address like come through? Like I'm back.
I came back.
What's up? Like
right.
So people are coming through, and one of the girls that came through, I was like. I got a crush on you.
She glowed up too.
She did too. Actually, she glowed up early. Glowed up? Glowed up? She glowed up. Yeah, she glowed up early.
Yeah.
She glowed up early. She came.
Right.
Multiple girls came. A bunch of people came.
Hey.
More people came. It was like a proper party. But I was obsessed with the fact that, like, I was like, because all I remember is like grabbing 3-4 drinks, drinking.
Mm hmm.
And I grabbed 2 more drinks, went to the fire pit, and we all sat in a circle just for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just still drinking, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Still talking. And I'm being very...
Polite.
Not polite, like funny.
Oh, okay.
Charismatic.
Okay.
Extrovert guy. Absolutely, doing all this stuff.
Right.
And I stand up. And I'm
what's
like,
the deal?
Yeah, start performing.
Doing a stand up. Yeah.
What's the deal with fire pits?
Did a stand up. Yeah.
And, yeah. And I was like, oh, like I was talking to her, and she's sitting beside me.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, hey, I'll be back. I'm just gonna grab a drink. Do you like want a water or something?
Okay.
Like something smooth.
Okay.
Do you want a water or like a drink or something? And she's like, yeah.
Your
for
tone
sure.
there is, you wanted water or something?
Like, it's just
like. Hey, I'm gonna get you. That screams, I'm gonna get
Let
you.
Let me just
bro.
Say this, bro. It did not. So, this is my first like proper
okay.
blackout experience.
Okay.
I was like, hey, like, do you want a water or something, or like
okay.
a drink, or maybe like something like,
okay,
like, something fancy you.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say that. That was weird. I just came out of
something
nowhere.
That fancies you. Did you just say that?
Shut up! I didn't say that. No, but I was like, hey, like, do you want a water or something?
Right.
I can grab you something. Real
right.
Quick.
Bold.
And she's like, yeah, I'll get another drink. Mm. And I was like, yeah, sounds good. And the mm-hmm. thing is, let me just put this in perspective. I was like maybe 6-7 drinks ahead of a lot of people.
Oh.
Because we were there early.
Mm.
And at this point, I'm 18. I've just got recent access to drinking. Uh-huh. I was like, I can deal with it. I work out. I can deal with it. I worked out a lot of the time. I was like, my metabolism, I can drink. So I started drinking.
Yeah.
I get up, say that stuff to her, walk away, don't remember anything after that.
Oh.
You know what I do remember? Waking up the next morning.
In her bed.
Fuck no, dude. I woke up back at my buddy, also my buddy Eric.
Yeah.
Shout out to you. Let me stay at his house.
Oh.
And like, let me stay in the guest room, the second room, I guess.
Yeah.
Upstairs. And like, I remember just waking up in that room. I was like, oh shit, I'm home again. What's up? Eric, I go to him and he started laughing. It's like, fuck. So I saw the videos. I saw everything. Oh,
okay.
So from the fire
pit. He said that to you.
Yeah, he started laughing when I walked in. And he's like, we had a night, man.
Okay.
And I was like, oh shit, what do you mean? He's like, I got the Snapchats. He showed me the videos.
Snapchat was a clutch, bro.
And he showed me the Snapchats and it started. So, dude, okay.
Okay.
This is intense. So I get up from, I'm like, hey, I'll get you some water. Like, I'm completely normal.
This was documented.
It felt like it. Because it started right when I was walking up to, walking up to them. Because Eric and my other buddies were like on the deck.
Mm-hmm.
So the deck is from like the fire pit. Walk, not too far.
Yeah.
Like across a lawn.
Right.
To a deck, like a pair of deck stairs.
Okay.
And you just walk up and you're on the deck.
Right. Rich. Nice.
Yeah, they were. It felt like it. Let me just say this friend lived in Dubai for a while. Yeah. Like, no, damn. lived.
Y'all adopting or what?
Yeah. Fuck. Anyway, no. Hey, much love to you guys.
Yeah.
Love you.
Yeah, much love, man.
But I remember just being at this place and I walked up. And this is where I don't remember. I just blacked out. Don't remember anything about it.
Okay.
Because all the liquor that I've been chasing down, I've been just going ham on, drinking drinks. Oh, I got it.
I'm drinking drink
after drink. I'm chugging this shit down because I'm like, oh, I'm good. Mm-hmm. I can handle it. I can handle myself.
Oh.
Nah, that's not an attitude you need to have.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk up the stairs. I'm like, I need water and a drink or something.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I gotta sit down. So I sit down on the deck. I sit down flat on the deck.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting to get like, oh. Like, now it's dizzy, blackout proper, like, close eyes. As soon as me standing up, walking to the deck, it all hits.
I hate that.
And I can't keep my eyes open. I'm slurring all my words.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like dizzy. I keep moving. Yeah. I keep moving.
You're not human anymore.
You're really not. You're under like a fucking spell, dude. It's super weird.
You're just an inflatable tube.
Yeah, yeah. So... And I saw the videos of me just like fucked up.
Oh, God.
I bought new shoes like the week earlier. It was these nice Nike runners that I had.
Right. R.I.P.
And they're like... And the thing is, in the videos even, they were like, oh, Ron, it's okay. Because they call me Ron in that town.
Yeah.
And like, oh, Ron, it's okay. They lifted me up. They brought me to the lawn.
That's so nice, bro.
They brought me to the lawn.
That's so nice.
And they're like trying to give me water. But then I'm starting to like throw up or it goes into your throat.
Yeah.
But my eyes are closed. So you can tell I'm definitely not remembering anything.
So this was like all being videoed. You're seeing it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so wholesome, though. Like they're helping you.
No.
Is it not?
No, it is wholesome. Yeah. They're laughing.
Oh, they're laughing.
But it is funny.
Okay, like, okay, it's okay, not, okay, it's
if it wasn't me, I'd still laugh.
Okay, to be honest,
when I watched it, I laughed. Let me just say that. It was funny, and they got me to the lawn. They're trying to help me.
Yeah, they're like,
give me water, and they're like, they did a bunch of shit. I'm trying to like, oh, fuck, I can't control myself.
Of course.
And the girl, I'm like, macking up on the girl I'm risen is there and she's seen all this like, oh, he was gonna go get me water,
right?
And now he's like this, like what the super awkward, dude. And like I had invited like people there and they're all seeing me like this, like, oh, okay, Ron is back. Like, the guy, oh, no. That kid is back.
No.
And I was like, dude, I'm all hot.
I fucking hate that.
I came back looking so good. It's just went back to zero right in the night, dude.
Shit.
Right in the fucking, I was like, then I puked on my, I puked. And they were like, oh, fuck, don't puke on that. So, like, tried to swing me one way.
Yeah.
Puked on my new shoes.
Oh.
Yeah, not great. Puked on the new shoes. And then they're like, and then this is around the time the host, our buddy, he like kind of started like, this is kind of the end. Let's everyone kind of go home.
Mm-hmm.
Head out, like go to your houses and stuff. And so Eric, the OG, the guy I was living with, he's like, it's okay, man. And he's all good. And he like puts me on his, he just like grabs my arm. Uh-huh. And like, he's like, you got to get up. You got to get up. And so he's like, we got to make sure you got to walk. So he like walked around the yard. So he walked me around the yard a little bit.
Physical therapy?
Yeah, that. Legit.
Got to make sure your legs still work.
He walked me around the yard to see if I could still like keep up or walk with him at least.
Yeah.
He's like, because if not, you'll just stay here. He's like, if not, just go to sleep in the house.
Okay, okay.
He's like, if I can get you home, cool.
There's no such thing as like Uber or some shit like that, right?
You can call a taxi, but the taxi closes at 10 p.m.
Oh, okay.
It's a small town, bro. Uber does not exist in this town.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Like, it's either like, so he's like, oh, let's. He's like, if you can't walk, he was telling me this after this. He's like, mm-hmm. He's like, if you weren't gonna walk, like, be able to like at least walk a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, we were gonna like try to give you a bunch of water and like you can sleep on the couch in their house.
Oh, that's nice.
And I was like, thank you, man. But they're like, yeah, but you were very adamant. They're like, he was like, Cameron, you really wanted to go to 7-Eleven. And I was like, oh shit. So I guess as in my drunken stupor, I was like, dude, I wanted taquito, bro. Like, I wanted taquito so bad, man. Like,
taquito busting right now, bro. So,
I was like, shit, dude. Like, I wanted taquito, man. I was super faded.
Okay.
And Eric, buddy.
Right.
Grabs my arm, puts it over his shoulder, over his neck, shoulder. Yeah. And he just, like, walks me through this forest. Because, like, we have to go through a forest to get to the top road.
Okay.
To go all the way across town.
Okay.
So we walk through the forest. It's just like middle of the night. And he's like Snapchatting videos like, Cameron, you owe me all this stuff. He's like, you owe me, you bastard. And he's like showing me just like drunkenly just walking with him.
Yeah.
And I remember like walking on the road with him being like, ugh. Like, just 7-Eleven. I do remember the walks. I would only remember the walks because during that walk, it was like a 20-minute walk, 25, maybe 30-minute walk.
Oh.
To go back to his house.
Okay.
And no one's going to drive us because, I mean, fuck, everyone was hammered. Everyone's drank.
Like, of course.
And that's the weird part where responsibility comes in. Like, everyone's like, nah, we all drank. We can't do it. But, I remember walking across town with my guy. He walked me across town to get me back to the house.
That's what's up, man.
And I remember, like, waking up twice and both times was, like, to puke. I was like, he's like, oh, hey, let it out, buddy. Let it out. And I'm just like, oh. I'll just throw up on the road and we just keep going.
Yeah.
Then I puke again. Oh, yeah. Then we got to Tim, not Tim Hortons. We got to 7-Eleven. Gave me two taquitos.
Hey.
Beef and cheese. Monterey Jack taquitos. The only two taquitos that we ever got.
That's what's up.
And he was like, I'll give you one, but I'll save one for later. Because you're probably going to throw it up again. He's trying to make fun of me. And I ate one. Never threw it up, thank God. But he like gave me the taquito in the morning.
Oh.
I think, I'm pretty sure he gave me the taquito. Yeah, he gave me the taquito in the morning. He was like, yeah, we got home. You puked again in the toilet downstairs. You had some more water and now we're here. And I was like, damn, bro. Thanks, man. Like, you got me home. But it's so embarrassing, dude. Like, I came back after all these years.
Yeah.
Just to be like.
Bro.
I was just a blob, I was a blob in the corner. All curled up, all fucked up, dude.
So he's back. Nice.
Oh, yeah. He made it. Barely. like, wow. Yeah.
Oh, bless their what bless a story. Your heart, bro.
What a story. What? Blackouts, eh?
Yeah.
I know what I'm going to title this episode. Drink safely.
Drink safely.
That's crazy. Hey, we had almost 10 topics.
I know. We had 10 topics that we wrote down.
And
didn't
hit any of them.
Yeah.
That's okay, though.
Yeah. We'll save the juicy bits.
So this is what we do. We hear.
Yeah.
We riff. We make stories.
Honestly, at the beginning, I was just like,
make stories. We tell stories.
Of course. Yeah. At the beginning, we were just like, okay, we got to have structure.
We
got to do all these topics. And then we just jotted back to our old ways, you know?
We tried to do a we tried to add, hey, there's a computer here.
Yeah.
We tried to add a segment.
Hey, we up now.
we had a
computer now.
We didn't touch any of these topics, actually.
For real.
But Yeah, I think that's what makes it funny.
Yeah.
Makes it fun. Like, I mean, we come to just shoot the shit.
Yeah.
Be funny.
Spontaneity. Tell shit. Always fun.
Make some jokes. And try to be funny. Episode 16.
Yeah. Episode 16. A lot of teenage innocence and, yeah,
18.
Reminiscent.
I was 18.
18.
18. We were both 18.
18.
18. 18.
18. 18.
18. But, you know, I think these stories were fun.
Yeah.
They're good.
These stories are amazing. We'll be sure to tell more in the next one. Stay tuned for that. And we love you for, you know, sticking it through to the end. If you were watching and or listening.
Watch till the end. Yeah. Actually, just watch till the end. Like, these, I don't want to say, like, there's insights. Yeah. Just some hilarity. Yes. Some nonsense.
Yeah.
Some inside jokes.
Yeah.
And like something you can, I hope you at least kind of look forward to once a week. It's not once a week.
Exactly. And we're honored for those people that are regular listeners and watchers.
Exactly.
We love them. And like always, like, share, subscribe, comment, you know, Venmo. Email transfer us.
Oh, shit.
Money.
Yeah. We accept checks.
Broke as fuck. No, I'm joking.
not joking. not joking. No. In all honesty, we're not.
Guys. Yeah.
Not like I have a lot of appreciation for what we do here. And please follow what? The Spotify, the iTunes.
Yes.
Subscribe iTunes, to the YouTube.
YouTube.
Share to your family.
Yes.
Share to your friends.
Yeah. Because
they have story. Parents are just big kids, you know? They're bigger kids. That's all.
They're living life like you.
They're doing the same shit.
For the first time.
I promise you, if you share this to your mom or dad, provided you're not drunk while you do it, just they'll have some stories similar.
Confide in them because they love you.
They love you. They want to take care of you.
Yeah, even though sometimes you don't want to hear what they got to say, but it is mostly
because they
true.
Own some real shit.
Yeah, they own some real shit, you know?
No one's going to be realer than your parents.
Of course. And that's real love.
You gotta be
able to just tell them everything. Hopefully you get there.
Tell them everything. And if you can't, I don't know, blessings? I don't know. Good. I don't know. It'll work.
Still love your parents.
Still love your parents. Love yourself. Love your parents.
Love everyone.
Shit'll work.
Yes. And that's us.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you, Cameron.
This was episode 16 of Glitterly. And we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.